This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Texas Democrats protesting. No shock there. It was for nothing. Their whole little stunt was for nothing as they're about to now approve the new maps in Texas. And the fruitlessness of this. And then, of course, in D.C., you have the vice president and the secretary of defense trying to keep the place safe. And for that, they have protesters screaming at them and spitting at them. And His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, wants you to know what you can do and can't do as he gives you privileges, peasants, privileges. But let's begin, shall we, with Vice President Vance at Washington, D.C.'s Union Station as they talk about crime. This is cut number one. Take a listen.
Mr. Vice President, why are troops stationed here at Union Station on the National Mall instead of the areas in D.C. where crime is statistically highest?
Well, if you've ever been to Union Station in the last few years with your family, you know that crime is actually extremely high right here in Union Station. You have vagrants, you have drug addicts, you have the chronically homeless, you have the mentally ill who harass, who threaten violence, who attack families, and they've done it for far too long. This should be a monument to American greatness. This should be a place where you can come and share a meal or go shopping with your family. It should not be a place where parents of small children are afraid to bring them because, to Stephen's point, we have empowered criminals over the people who actually need public safety in the city. So I think Union Station is a great example of what's possible when you actually have the political willpower to bring law and order and common decency back to the public spaces of the United States of America. So many Americans live in cities. They occupy these spaces. They know how unsafe they are, and they would love to be able to just live their life in places like Union Station without violent criminals making it impossible. We have changed so much in 9 days, and I thought it important to highlight how great of a space this could be, how easy it could be to actually enjoy something like Union Station if you just had politicians who stopped prioritizing violent criminals over the public citizens who deserve public safety in their own communities.
Now, just understand something about Union Station. It's not far from where there was a recent shooting, and it is one of the most heavily used train stations in the entire country. It's Union Station. A lot of people come there from all over the country, clearly. The vice president continued. Let's jump to cut number three, because there were protesters there, and they were screaming, and they were yelling. But hey, that's America. And yes, even in Trump's America, with all the tyranny and all of the dictatorship, protesters were still able to protest. I know. I'm just as shocked and appalled as you. Cut three.
Look, we'll ultimately let the President of the United States determine where we are after 30 days of this emergency order. I think that we're going to make a lot of progress over the next 20 days. I think that we're 9 days into this thing. But if the President of the United States thinks that he has to extend this order to ensure that people have access to public safety, then that's exactly what he'll do. If he thinks he doesn't have to do that, obviously he'll make that determination. But what we're going to do is try to empower these guys to do as good of a job as possible to bring public safety and order back to Washington, D.C. This is the national, cultural, and political capital of the world's greatest nation, and you talk to people, black, brown, white, so many of them are afraid to bring their kids into its public spaces. It's a shame. It's a blight. It actually should make every American ashamed that the world's leading superpower, our national capital, was unsafe for families to walk around at night. That is a disgrace. We don't think that it's acceptable, and thank God we have the presidential leadership to change it, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Now, as I said yesterday on America's Newsroom on Fox News, I don't know if I mentioned I was on there. If I didn't, my apologies. If I failed to mention that. I'd like to see Congress extend it, because I don't want to see these presidential emergency declarations used so much. And Congress has the power to do it, and we've got the majority in both houses, so I would like to see Congress just extend the 30 days. Easy, done, piece of cake. No problem. They'll be back from their Labor Day vacation in time to do it. So make that business number one and extend it and go for it. So easy enough. Problem solved right there. And since this is America, and even though the vice president was there, they didn't lock down Union Station. They actually allowed protesters to be even in Union Station. Because it's still America. But it's Trump's America. So all the protesters were taken out and killed. I don't think that's true, actually, but probably they were taken out and killed. I don't know. I'm not sure. I got to fact check that. I think maybe most likely they were all shot and killed, but I probably should source that. So don't quote me on that. But nevertheless, J.D. Vance roasted a reporter and an anti-Trump protester. And by roasting, I assume meaning roasted them to death by setting them on fire in a medieval kind of a way, I assume. Again, I could be wrong. Cut number four.
Are you going to be releasing evidence of this?
Of what? That D.C. has a terrible crime problem? You just got to look around. Obviously, D.C. has a terrible crime problem. The Department of Justice statistics back it up. The FBI statistics back it up. Just talk to a resident of this city, this beautiful, great American city. Don't they deserve? We talk about human rights. We hear these people outside screaming, free D.C. Let's free D.C. from lawlessness. Let's free Washington, D.C. from one of the highest murder rates in the entire world. Let's free Washington, D.C. so that young families can walk around and feel safe and secure. That's what we're trying to free D.C. from. And as Stephen said, it's kind of bizarre that we have a bunch of old, primarily white people who are out there protesting the policies that keep people safe when they've never felt danger in their entire lives.
So that's the point I also made yesterday on America's Newsroom, that you have mostly white liberals protesting when the neighborhoods that are most affected by crime happen to be black neighborhoods. He's referring to Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff, because Stephen Miller was saying, who really cares what these old hippies think? Now, the only issue I have here with Miller's point is that I don't really think these are hippies, because I think hippies, at least the old kind anyway, they wouldn't be wanting government involved in their lives. This new left wants the government in every aspect of their life. And we saw that great meme that I think it was Susie who first sent it to me, the van from the 70s, the VW bug. I was a VW van. I mean, that had, you know, like make love, not war, and like down with the man and all that stuff. And then the modern version of that, which is trust the science, respect authority, and all the other things that it said. So I'm not really sure these are hippies, but I get it. I get the sentiment of what Stephen Miller is trying to communicate here. Cut number two.
For too long, 99% of this city has been terrorized by 1% of this city. And the voices that you hear out there, those crazy communists,
They have no roots. They have no connection to the city. They have no families they're raising in this city. They have no one that they're sending to school in this city. They have no jobs in this city. They have no connections to this community at all. But they're the ones who've been advocating for the 1%, the criminals, the killers, the rapists, the drug dealers. And I'm glad they're here today. Because me, Pete, and the Vice President are all going to leave here, and inspired by them, we're going to add thousands more resources to this city to get the criminals and the gang members out of here. We're going to dismantle those networks, and we're going to prove that a city can serve for the law-abiding citizens who live there. We are not going to let the communists destroy a great American city, let alone the nation's capital. And let's just also address another thing. All these demonstrators that you've seen out here in recent days, all of these elderly white hippies, they're not part of the city and never have been. And by the way, most of the citizens who live in Washington, D.C. are black. This is not a city that has had any safety for its black citizens for generations. And President Trump is the one who is fixing that with the support of the Metropolitan Police Department, the support of the National Guard, and our federal law enforcement officers. So we're going to ignore these stupid white hippies that all need to go home and take a nap because they're all over 90 years old, and we're going to get back to the business of protecting the American people and the citizens of Washington, D.C.
Now, I'll tell you something else, too. He's 100% right on the demographics of this, no doubt about it. But this is the disconnect of the Democrat Party. So you've got neighborhoods that are mostly black that are the ones that are most affected by crime. This is why here in Philadelphia, former District Attorney Seth Williams came out against Krasner. It's why Michael Nutter, former Mayor Michael Nutter, came out against Krasner and said it's the height of white privilege for a guy like Larry Krasner to allow criminals to go free because those criminals are terrorizing black neighborhoods. This is the great disconnect in the Democrat Party today. They are a party of elite, college-educated, white liberals. Mayor Karen Bass of Los Angeles, this is cut 14, she says President Trump in D.C. now is going after young black and brown youth. Cut 14.
I'm very concerned about that. And not only that, I'm concerned about the way he is rolling that out in Washington, D.C., which is essentially calling, essentially going after young black and brown youth in Washington, D.C., imposing a curfew, saying that if they violate the curfew, the parents could be charged $500, saying that the kids could be detained and arrested. We've tried those policies before. They do not work. And it's my understanding that crime was going down in Washington, D.C. So what is the purpose of this?
Oh, with the crime going down, stop it already. With the crime going down and the cooked books and the statistics of that corrupt chief that was gone, give me a break. And who cares what the statistics and the data say? Ask the residents, and the residents tell you. Not the elite white ones that live in Adams Morgan and Georgetown, but the ones that actually live in the neighborhoods that are affected by crime. Jamie Raskin says this is all a recipe for chaos. You know what it's a recipe for? Democrat chaos come Election Day. Because people have had it with crime, and they see Trump is doing something about it. How does this make Trump a dictator? Again, how? Explain it to me. Explain it to me so I understand. How does cleaning up D.C. and cracking down on crime make him a dictator? How does it keep him in office? How does it expand his powers? How does it give him more powers? I don't understand this for the life of me. I can't figure it out. Cut 13.
So what are Washingtonians to expect? Who's going to be their voice right now against this jackbooted thuggery?
Jackbooted. Stop it. Stop. This is former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who almost became a talk show host on this station during the dark middle ages of the years here before I saved this radio station from afternoon drive chaos. But and I did. I know I really did. Because it was a freaking mess. I mean, it was a mess. And they almost went in that direction, among other very, very bad directions. Jackbooted thuggery? Jackbooted thuggery. Okay, look, I get that MSNBC, excuse me, I'm sorry, MS Now pays your paycheck. Jackbooted thuggery. Dude, you're talking about law enforcement officers. You're not talking about Nazi stormtroopers here, but I know that that's what you want everybody to think. Jackbooted thuggery. Can you back it up for me, please? I'll try to get through this again. Thank you.
Respect. Who's going to be their voice right now against this jackbooted thuggery by a president who doesn't give a damn about Washingtonians? He's just trying to avoid more conversation about Mr. Epstein, because that's what this is about.
I mean, I think Lord Byron said, he who would be free must themselves strike the first blow. And I think it is people in Washington who've been assembling in rallies and pickets. There's a free D.C. movement. There have, of course, been people fighting for D.C. statehood for a long time. But they've got allies. They've got allies, as you're saying, Michael, in Maryland and in Virginia. Don Beyer has been very strong. Senator Van Hollen has been very strong. Senator Also Brooks, who I think was born in D.C., she's been very strong as well. And I think that the whole region understands that oppression of people in Washington hurts everybody who lives in our region. And I know a lot of my constituents in Maryland's 8th feel very strongly about the issue. We don't want to see people's rights being trampled there. And of course, if they set up ICE checkpoints around the city, it means all of my constituents who are traveling into Washington are going to get stopped there. So everybody's constitutional rights are being affected by this, you know, absurd reign. I mean, if you've talked to Mayor Bowser about it, she's asking, well, what are the National Guard's people doing? Because there was no real emergency. Remember, the emergency was the Epstein files, but there was no emergency on the streets. So you've got.
So this is a big distraction from the Epstein files, so big that you now have Chairman James Comer subpoenaing all the files and having hearings on it. That's how big of a distraction in the Epstein files it is. Do you guys even hear how stupid you sound? And which constituents, Raskin? Are you talking about the ones in California or the ones in Maryland? I'm just curious. I'm just trying to figure this out. Wait, where are his constituents, Matt? Jamie Raskin.
Raskin, he's Maryland.
He's Maryland, okay. Now, who's the other one that has the place in Maryland and the place in California?
Adam Schiff, I believe.
Schiff, right. Shifty Schiff. Right. I always confuse those two idiots.
Well, they're both terrible.
They are both terrible. And we also have, but we have now Representative Adam Smith, who's a Democrat. He has a different take on all this. Maybe not jackbooted thuggery. Maybe this could be helpful for D.C. Cut 15.
The crime is too high. And I think Democrats make have a mistake if we act like crime is not a policy problem worth worrying about. It is. Both of my children live in Washington, D.C. You know, it's not the safest place in the world. And also some of the policies the Democrats advanced around crime over the course of the last 10 or 15 years very clearly did not work. There was not enough transparency and not enough accountability. So we ought to be able to say that.
Well, you, sir, are going to have to hand in your Democrat Party card because they're never going to let you stay. Cory Booker went on a profanity-laced tirade. I know that that's shocking. So, Matt, set this up for us. What was going on here?
All right. So this is Cory Booker participating in a Zoom meeting with one of the representatives from Texas. So the representative in the clip is Nicole Collier. Collier was participating in the call from inside the Texas Capitol.
The call was coming from inside the Capitol.
Yes. And I guess the State House is trying to vote on the GOP-friendly House map right now. So Democrats that initially fled Texas to block passage of the map obviously returned earlier this week. But now, because there's some concern they may flee again, there were members of the Republican House caucus that basically, if you were a Democrat and you left the Capitol, you had a security detail come with you so that they could guarantee that you would show up again for this vote. She rejected it outright and instead decided to sleep on the Capitol floor, I believe. And now she's
comfy.
Yeah. Now I believe she's doing this Zoom call from a bathroom when she gets a knock saying that the vote is about to occur and she needs to be present. So she hangs up in the middle of the call and Cory Booker just melts down.
Count Grantangelis Spartacus and the Tears of Rage Band. Let's take a listen.
And all of our Democratic elected officials.
Sorry, I have to leave. They said it's a felony for me to do this. Apparently, I can't be on the floor or in the bathroom. Well, you told me I was only allowed to be here in the bathroom. No, hang on. Bye, everybody. I've got to go.
Hey, that is outrageous.
Come on.
And first of all, let me tell you something. Representative Collier in the bathroom has more dignity than Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
There you go.
That is outrageous. What they're trying to do right there is silence an American leader, silence a black woman. And that is outrageous. And I hope everybody took note of that. The fact that she can't even let her voice be heard is freaking outrageous.
It is.
And this is what we're fighting for here. This is ultimately what this is about. What we just witnessed. Them trying to shut her down and say it's illegal for her to be in the bathroom and on this call. This is the lengths that they're going to in Texas to try to bring about a system so unjust and so unjustifiable that they are going to try to silence those leaders from being heard and speaking out.
The only way it would have been better is if you heard a flush at the end of that. You know what I mean? It's the only way it could have been better. What is the Wi-Fi only work in the bathroom? She can't jump on the Zoom call outside of the bathroom?
Well, she had to go vote. I think that was what the issue was.
Fine. Put in your AirPods and jump back on the Zoom call. How are you silencing a black woman? What is it? Like, well, no. The Wi-Fi only works in the bathroom. Literally, the only place you make a call in this place is on the John. Well, we set it up that way.
My favorite part of that clip is Gavin Newsom shaking his head in disgust.
Yeah, the whole time he's just shaking his head. Meanwhile, all the other people in the bathroom are like, thank God, now I can finally go in peace.
Oh, imagine if you're trying to use the facilities and she's doing a Zoom call with however many people watching.
You're like, I'm trying to go here. Can I just get some peace and quiet? Thank God this woman's shutting up finally. That's outrageous. They just silenced the... You guys smell that? It's so bad. It's coming through the Zoom call. I didn't think that was possible. Yeah, it's Zoom's new AI feature. It brings you into the environment. Well, how do we turn it off? It's experimental. We can't. It's beta. It's in the beta phase. Oh, my God. She really dropped the deuce, huh? Oof. That would have been hysterical. Because I think Zoom is working on that feature, I believe.
Nobody wants that.
To transport you into the scene.
Ugh.
So it would have been great, too, if the security guard opened the door and he was like, whoa! Pulled like a Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura was like, do not go in there. All right. Well, thank you, Count Grantangelis Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band, for once again acting like they were bringing that woman out to kill her versus make her go do her job as a member of the Texas legislature and vote, you know, because, oh, that guy with the histrionics, honestly, he's so dramatic. And Newsom's just shaking his head. The thing about Newsom is that he's shaking his head, but honestly, if you notice, he can't really move his head that much because of all the gel in his hair. It doesn't move all that much. He can probably go maybe 8 centimeters in either direction, and that's considered a shake. Did you notice that, Matt? So
it's heavy. Yeah.
Something like that. All right. Well, there you go. All right. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in to everything we are discussing today, if you're bummed that summer's over, don't be, because you can escape to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. But just don't go now. Because when we get back, His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, has strict demands, peasants, and privileges he's giving you for what you can do on the beach. But in the meantime, make your September to remember stay. You can book a weekend getaway, or you can book a week stay, whatever you like. Earn resort credits and room discounts. Just go to the website for all the details on the different packages that are available for you. Grand Hotel Cape May.com. And September is an amazing time to get away. The weather is great. The crowds are gone. And Cape May is gorgeous in the fall. It really is. They have wineries, a brewery, amazing restaurants. And at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, the people there are always making sure you're having a wonderful stay. And if you're looking to have an event, maybe that beautiful storybook wedding on the beach, baby shower, bridal shower, corporate event, call my friend Caitlin. She was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She's a certified wedding planner, and she is one of the warmest, most gentle people I've ever met. She's going to help you plan the wedding or special event of your dreams, walk you through it, go over the menu options with you, show you all their four beautiful ballrooms, and give you some ideas of all the amazing things they can do, from beachfront ceremonies to happy hours on their deck overlooking the ocean. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Whether it's a romantic weekend getaway or you want to take the kids when they have these in-service days that they have coming up, because they always do that in September, either way, you'll have a great time. The heated outdoor pool, the heated indoor pool, Hemingway's restaurant with some of the finest, freshest seafood you'll find anywhere at the Jersey Shore. You'll love it there. It'll be your happy place, just like it's my happy place. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All righty. So, Murphy has made one of his idiotic references to the movie Jaws. And, you know, I know we got this storm coming, but apparently now we're not going to get even any rain. He's also laid out all the privileges that you can get. Peasants, what you can do. It bothers me when people make movie references that aren't accurate. Something about that burns me. like burns me deep down inside, in my soul, in my core. This is what the governor had to say. Take a listen.
You've already got heightened levels on our beaches. I was in Long Branch yesterday, and you can see the ocean is quite angry. And those wave heights are now sort of in the 5, 6, 7 foot range. That will get into low double digit feet on Thursday, Sean, into Friday. And so just let's stop right there. This is no time to be complacent. I would just say to you, flat out, don't go in the water. I don't want to be the Amityville mayor in Jaws, but the fact of the matter is I think going in the ocean for the next number of days is something you got to avoid.
Hey, jackass, the mayor was the one telling people to go in the ocean. He was the one telling people to go in the ocean. That's the whole point of the movie. He was the guy telling everybody to go into the ocean. It was Chief Brody who was the one who didn't want people to go in the ocean. And the mayor told him those beaches will be open. You idiot. If you're going to make a movie reference, can you at least get the movie right? At least get the reference right? At least get the character right? That's all I ask. Everybody who's ever seen Jaws knows that the mayor was the one who said those beaches will be open. Okay? Everybody knows that. Chief Brody tried closing the beaches. And the mayor said, on whose authority? And Chief Brody said, whose authority do I need? And then the other guy said, well, technically you need a city charter. He goes, that's all academic. And it was the mayor, when they closed the beaches, who said, it was just 24 hours. Just 24 hours. You're not the mayor of Amity, you idiot. Because the mayor of Amity wanted everybody to go. And he went on the beach and he told everybody, why aren't you going in the water? And he got everybody to get up off the beach and go into the water. Yeah, that's right. So if you're going to make a movie reference, could you please have the courtesy to get it right? Please. Your royal rugness, your highness. I know that you're trying to relate to the peasants. I get it. I get it. You want to relate to the peasants. I understand. They're telling you, your highness, have to relate to the peasants more. And I know that they just showed Jaws on the beach in Cape May. Yeah, last Thursday night. They had a gigantic, gigantic Jaws shark teeth. Everybody walked through to get on the beach, and then you could watch the movie. That's right. Yeah, and it's also not Amityville. Thank you, Justin, for catching that, too. It's Amity Island, you idiot. Amity Island. You utter moron. Matt, do you have more of that clip by chance?
I can get more of it.
Yeah, can you get me a little bit more of that?
Yeah, I'll grab it right now. Give me one second.
All right. Because then he starts to go on about all the privileges and the rights and privileges that he's going to give you as the peasants. The rights and privileges that you could have to do. You just can't go in the water. This also burns me, too. And Justin, can you get my trumpets ready?
Yep, let me...
Do you remember the girl who was arrested on the beach in Wildwood? She was drinking a beer on the beach. All right. She was drinking a beer on the beach. She was yelling, Matt. She had a potty mouth from Kensington. For a while, we called her the Kensington Hottie. And then the Wildwood cops arrested her. And she was cursing at everybody. Matt! You remember that? Matt! Yeah, she's famous. I was her chief defender. Well, my question is this. Given the royal decree of His Royal Highness, if said Kensington Hottie were to crack open a cold one on the beaches of Wildwood, would she get in trouble based on the privileges that he's giving out to the peasants? Do we have more, Matt?
We do have some more, Murphy.
Okay. So now, Justin, if I could have the horns, please. Peasants! His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, who cannot make a solid Jaws reference to relate to you filthy idiots, will now decree to you the following privileges for you to enjoy.
Just say to you flat out, don't go in the water. I don't want to be the Amityville mayor in Jaws, but the fact of the matter is I think going in the ocean for the next number of days is something you got to avoid. Not a whole bunch, but at least some Jersey Shore towns have already made that decision at their own beaches. Sean and we have made that decision for Island Beach State Park, which is the one shore beach that we control. Nobody's allowed to go in the water. And that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the beach. You can't enjoy the shore. You can be on the beach, sunbathing, playing ball. We'll look the other way if you want to have a beer. Walk the boardwalks. Go to the restaurants. Have a great amusement parks. Remember, this storm's going to miss us. So this, it's other than tomorrow and maybe a little bit of Thursday, there's no rain involved. But we are hyper concerned, first and foremost, about complacency, particularly when the weather is really good Thursday afternoon through Sunday, in terms of people sort of thinking about going in the water, because these rip currents are brutal. If you're caught in one, again, I'd love Sean to add to this, and Pat, the
all right, that's enough. So those are your privileges, peasants. You can sunbathe. You can walk the boardwalk. You can. They'll look the other way if you drink a beer. Okay? A beer. Now, but here's my question, though. And I'm serious about this, because typically those things are municipal ordinances. It's not a statewide ban on drinking on the beach. It's usually a town-by-town sort of a thing. So is the governor signing some sort of blanket decree now declaring that you can drink on the beach? I'm serious. I'm genuinely asking now. And is he overriding a local municipal ordinance that bans alcohol on the beach? Because if somebody gets jammed up, can they turn around and said, but the governor said that he was going to look the other way? And does that hold up in court? And is he going to pardon somebody? I mean, I know it's pretty much like a misdemeanor, but is he going to pardon that person if it comes with like a fine? And what if the person is intoxicated? But they didn't get intoxicated on the beach. They were intoxicated and they got to the beach and then they had a beer. So then is the governor going to pardon them for public intoxication? What if that one beer goes right to their head? And then they, I don't know, do something. Is his royal ruggedness going to forgive them? Is there a blanket? Are we getting another statewide decree? Huh? Ugh, what a jerk. Amityville was the scene of the Amityville horror, which is a way to describe the 8 years of you as governor. Okay? Not Jaws. That was Amity Island. You idiot. He's the worst. The worst. That's beyond idiotic. Beyond a moron. So dumb. And I love how he's like, the only jurisdiction we have is Island Beach State Park. And you know he wants to just give his one of his royal decrees for the entire state. He's such a dork, too. Yeah, so can we get a pardon for the Kensington hottie? That's what I want to know. I'd like to know. All right. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, Vanaria Dental, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the perfect smile, and he will. If you already had an estimate for dental implants, get a second opinion, because Dr. Mike will give you a wonderful smile and you'll be really, really happy with it. So yeah, it'll be great. You'll be psyched. You'll love the guy. You'll love his office. You'll love his wonderful team. All right. It'll be great. Now, Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor of New Jersey today, went after PJM, the energy supplier. And she's now announced a investigation into PJM. This is a way to distract from Murphy's failed green energy master scam, which, of course, shut down all the power plants And this is how Mikey Sherrill is going to do that. So when I get back, I'll give you a little insight into that. But in case you're wondering about just how bad it's getting for the Democrats just everywhere, and I mean, just, you know, you don't have to look very, very far. It's all around us right now. They have to do antics and tantrums. Gavin Newsom's not the only one. Matt DeSantis' favorite member of Congress, Eric Swalwell, trying to be relevant. Cory Booker trying to be relevant. Eric Swalwell recorded himself in a grocery store chucking his hat on the ground. Yes! More theatrics from the Democrat Party. Chucking his hat on the ground. Cut 24.
All right, all right. I'm back at the store. I know I was a little harsh last week about the low, low prices that were not so low, but I figured I'm going to give the House Republicans the benefit of the doubt on their big, beautiful bill, and I bet the prices have dropped now.
Nice little package of tomatoes. Can't wait to throw some of these down. Oh, yes, love pistachios. What? Okay, time for cheese. Got some Parmesan. Excuse me? Let me try this little guy. What? All right, these must be affordable. They can, like, literally fit inside my hand. What? Okay, a lot of little kids in the house need some paper towels. Oh, my God. Where's the beef? All right, this looks good. I'll stick to ground beef.
What did you want to say, Matt?
I was saying it's nice to see Eric Swalwell buying cheese because usually he's just cutting it.
Ah, but I'm bum. You gonna be here all week?
Well, I just want to play the clip.
You gonna tip your waitress?
Can I play the clip?
Try the veal. It's the best in the city.
We need the clip.
Go ahead.
Yes.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I...
Like a child.
Oh, come on. That's funny.
Never gets old, does it?
No, it's great.
It never gets old. Justin, you missed this, didn't you?
He was talking, like, every break we've had, he's been talking about trying to figure a way to work you into talking about Swalwell just to play this clip. It's insane.
There was a clip of Swalwell on Friday's show sheet at the Grand Hotel, but unfortunately you ignored it, and I never got to play the gas clip.
You know why? Because we had two young, beautiful women, and I didn't want to play this in front of them and have you look like an even bigger fool laughing at a grown man breaking wind.
Well, you know what?
I saved you. No, you're welcome.
They would have found it funny.
You're welcome.
The whole audience would have been in an uproar.
You're welcome, Matt DeSantis. I actually did something nice for you for a change. Because two young, beautiful women in their 20s don't want to hear a grown man breaking wind and another grown man laughing at that. They don't find that funny. They find it to be immature.
Well, they'll be doing a weekly segment with us. We can ask them.
Oh, God.
I think they're going to find it charming and hilarious.
I don't know what I agree to anymore. I don't even know. I just don't know. Just don't know. You sure he wasn't in the bathroom with that Texas congresswoman or
no,
Texas delegate?
Awesome.
That would have been good, huh? That would have been excellent. Fine. All right. Well, listen, here's what we'll do. We got to take a quick break, but we got more. Texas, we're watching to see if they're going to take the vote on redistricting. And we're also waiting to see what's going to happen with, yes, will there be a meeting announced today between Russia, Ukraine, and the United States? There's rumblings about it. So if that happens, we'll bring it to you. But I want to tell you about my great friends at Tri-County Auto. You know, I'm so honored that Tri-County Auto has decided to sponsor this radio show, this show. I'm honored because Brian Krieger and Cheryl Krieger, great friends. We have gotten to know them because every year they gave money to the Travis Manning Foundation. So Bridget and I had dinner with them, and they're wonderful people. And everybody who goes to Tri-County Auto, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, for years have been saying the same thing. Wow, what an amazing dealership. Multiple locations to serve you. Great people, dedicated to your customer satisfaction. And Brian, getting to know him and how much he loves our station and they love this country, they named their dog Maverick. I mean, come on. They've got great specials going on right now at Tri-County Auto, particularly on Jeeps. And I drive a Jeep, and I love driving a Jeep. And I'll tell you something. You should drive a Jeep, too. I'm just saying, but maybe a Jeep's not for you. That's okay. Because they've got great specials on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams. I just think driving American, there's something really special about it. And under the One Big Beautiful Bill, you can deduct the interest on an American car. That's right. So that's one more reason right now to go see my friends at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You can make this the summer event right now. You can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month for 36 months. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited and lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. Hurry in. These offers won't last long. But you know, a lot more Toyotas are also made right here in America these days. And Toyota just announced a huge investment in the United States of America. So if you're interested in Toyota, you can now lease during their national sales event, lease or buy a 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. Just go online to tricounty.com and check out all the incredible specials that they have at Tri-County Auto. They're right off 422, easy to get to, Limerick, King of Prussia, Collegeville, just right there. And worth the drive to see such great people who care about our show and our station and are there for us and love our country. Gigantic American flag. It's like 25 by 30 feet flying. And people that love what we do here. That is a great reason for you to support them, in my opinion, and I really hope you do. And listen, you'll love the pride of supporting a car dealership that stands with this show. So whether it is a beautiful new Jeep Wrangler, or it is a beautiful Dodge Ram, or it's a beautiful Toyota Big Ram, whatever it is, you will just love the experience you'll get at Tri-County. Tri-County.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, Sarah, you're the best, Sarah Weiss. And thanks to Chris Eppolito for flagging this for me on the YouTube chat. She's buying a new 2025 Toyota RAV4 from Tri-County Auto and picking it up next week. Woot. Sarah, thank you for supporting our wonderful sponsor. Appreciate that very much. That's awesome. Great stuff. Really appreciate that. Fantastic. So thank you for supporting our sponsors. Always means a lot. Whenever I get a note like that from somebody saying they're going to Venaria or using Emmons or Tri-County or staying at the Grand, whatever it is, always means something. Going to Bob's, letting off some steam at the gun range, whatever it is, always means a lot. So thank you. Without our sponsors, we are nothing because we don't get financing from the government. Although I guess technically speaking, neither does NPR or PBS anymore. Ha! Losers. All right. Bill D'Agostino from the Media Research Center is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We have a lot to talk about with him and the world of lefty outrage and meltdowns. We are watching for the vote on Texas redistricting. And the question, of course, is there going to be a meeting between the United States, Ukraine, and Russia? A trilat? President Trump brokered that. The story today is that there are a lot of people within the Trump cabinet who are really pushing for that to happen. And if that were to happen, that'd be great. And I don't know about you, but I've had it with seeing videos of male cheerleaders, and the Eagles just put out one with all their male cheerleaders, and I'm sick and tired of it. I've had it. Enough, okay? Like, enough is enough, and I don't want to see any more. And if I never see another video of guys cheering, I'm not saying it needs to be banned or anything like that. I get it. These are not, this isn't a trans thing. I understand that, but I just, and I know guys cheer in college, and but enough. Okay, you made your point. Enough. So let's turn the page now. Enough. Turn the freaking page and stop making videos. Enough. You made your point. Stop beating it to death. Okay, good. Big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.